Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting second, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Baraney. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bruce Baraney. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second, the second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting third, the right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. And now, play ball. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden strikes out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barony fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellman moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellman scores. Baker moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Chapman covering, for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald fires to third and picks off LeMaster. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Barone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Barone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Barone reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lacey now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hernandez moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Barony hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Gardenhire trying to get to home. Leonard throws the ball into Brenly, who tags Gardenhire, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez is walked intentionally. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Hernandez moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Richards pinch hits for Greg Minton. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Lurch now pitching. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 3 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Barony is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barony is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Barony bunts towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Wellman covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Rabb pinch hits for Scott Thompson. Jesse Orozco now pitching. John Rabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabb strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 3 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.